This is just something someone came up to me and was talking to me, and she says, you know, how great it is for our region to come out. And there's so much. I posted a story on it. We just have to get everybody out here. People just can't understand how phenomenal this is. And the website this morning along the lines about how activities abound around the grounds of the Dow GLBI. And one of the eye-catching things I saw a lot of men and young men standing around and taking pictures with is that the Dow race car that is right near, I believe it's near the green for number two, right where everything comes together, just south of the swimming pool at Midland Country Club. And then there's a STEM exhibit, that an interactive opportunity for young people that want to following the STEM learning path. And of course, Dow thoroughly encouraging that, and a lot of other employers in this area. They want people to go into science, technology, and engineering careers. And then there are other things about how people can come up with ideas or venture and get involved in a business. I didn't learn a lot about that, but there's information about it on the website. And just so much there to see and do it. Plus, a great golf. five under on a day like that. There are two teams tied at five under, including Annika Sorenstam.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. The Hall of Famer comes to play, and she's atop the leaderboard.
Actually, I can't think of the name of the other one. There are two Hall of Famers that are playing.
Oh, well, with Annika, is it Madeline Sangstrom? Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. And there was another woman there who is, I believe she's from Canton, Ohio. She was one of the speakers when they launched the thing, encouraging young people to get involved in golf. And I believe she was the first black female member of the Hall of Fame. And I'm sorry I don't have her name in front of me, but she gave some inspiring comments to get things launched yesterday.
And that was all just round one.
Yeah, right.
There's plenty more golf to win, and we know that fans that showed up enjoyed yesterday being the free day.
Yeah, it was a free day, and the first 5,000 people were given a souvenir from Dow, and they also got a meal ticket that they were able to use. And the people started really pouring in after the rain delay, and the conditions improved, and by afternoon we had sunshine, and there were a lot of people coming out. And of course, you park free at Dow Diamond, and they put you on a shuttle and bring you right over there, and you go through the check-in procedure. And even now, it's you pay from here on out. However, it's only $10 for admission, and if anyone 17 and under that's accompanying a paid admission adult gets in for free. And, of course, it's free for veterans all the way throughout the tournament. Veterans and active military personnel just have to show their military ID, and they get in, and they have a special seating area and food area for the veterans throughout this activity at the GLBI. So there's just a lot to see and do. Today is a special day for Dow employees. You know, yesterday the reason Dow did it for free is in today recognizing their employees. It's their 125th anniversary. So you'll see a lot of signs around say Dow 125. That's what that's all about.
Check it out. And again, we do have a link up. So this information is available online at WSW.com on the link on the Morning Team show page.
And I should point out that in the past two tournaments that they've had, it's raised $1 million for local nonprofits, and Jim Fitterling says they're on track again for at least another $500,000 for nonprofits that will benefit as a result of this activity. And beyond that, economic impact on the area. Oh. It just has a huge impact. I mean, all the hotels and restaurants and everything that people buying fuel and everything that are coming here, using the airport, et cetera. So there are people coming from other states coming here to take in and it's also on the Golf Channel in the afternoons. You can watch it. And then on Saturday from 4 to 6, it will be on CBS, the final competition. And it just showcases our area phenomenally. And so it's a good thing. Fitterling and some of the other people at Dow feel if you bring the people here once, they'll come back or they'll stay. And so that's what part of all this is about. I mean, this isn't cheap for Dow to put up this kind of money and put this on. There's a $2.5 million purse. And Jim, in an interview with Art the other day, said he'd like to see that eventually get up to be a $5 million purse.
Whoa.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
A big tournament that perhaps even has bigger plans in the future.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I also saw it's 1 o'clock today on the Golf Channel.
On the call, 1 to 4.
Yeah, 1 to 4, yeah, yeah, today.
And what else am I going to say? Now it's escaping me. It's one other thing I was going to mention, but I'll think of it and we'll pass it along.
Okay.
And I did see on the Twitter for the Great Lakes Bay Invitational, I saw that it's Annika Stormstam's first time having a share of the lead in an LPGA event since 2008.
Wow, how about that?
Oh, yeah, wow.
So pretty cool.
I thought the other thing I want to mention, this is the third year. There was 1 year off for the pandemic, but we have 2 years remaining on our initial 5-year contract that Dow and the LPGA have to do this tournament. And they've signed another 5-year extension, so it's going to be around another 7 years. It'll be here through 2029.
Which just goes to show you how great that tournament is. Mm-hmm. And it's right in our backyard, the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. Catch around. It's now through Saturday now.